participant.
The South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock.
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas. It is Thurby Day, not a lisp. It's Thurby Day. That's the official title of today's racing out of Churchill Downs on this Thursday. Thurby Day here in Las Vegas. We have special. The guys that you've been seeing through the video coming in are sitting with us in studio today because we are all getting ready for the onslaught of all the special things we're going to be doing for you from the South Point here in celebration of America's most famous horse race, the Run for the Roses, the fastest 2 minutes in sports, and the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. Welcome to the show today. Of course, we welcome all of you listening on our other platforms as well, like our anchor radio station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. All the websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, we got that covered too. You can get your KSHP app to get us if you want to listen to us, and certainly the YouTube app if you want to watch and listen to us as well. And of course, wherever you get your podcasting, however, wherever, whenever you get us, welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas Thurby Day Show right here in Las Vegas. By the way, folks, now listen up. Today's a real special day for all of us because not only are we having our morning show regular until 8 a.m. this morning, I'll be doing the Sports by the Book show that follows this at 9 a.m. And then later on this afternoon at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Pacific time today, we're going to have a special Race Day Las Vegas Kentucky Oaks Kentucky Derby show coming to you live only on the YouTube network. Listen up now. Only on the YouTube network. You go to YouTube, you punch in South Point Studios, you get to the page, it'll start the streaming of this special show only on YouTube today. And I'm going to be hosting several handicappers, including the two guys that are with us in studio today. Our usual handicappers, our anchor handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon, coming way in from New York. His arms are tired. He flew a lot yesterday. And Jonathan is with us. And, of course, John Lendo from Southern California. And a whole bunch of other handicappers as well. 2 o'clock this afternoon Pacific time. I'm sorry. 3 o'clock. Well, I want them to come on at 2 o'clock. This way they'll be all ready and set and go. 3 o'clock this afternoon. 3 o'clock Pacific time. Got a great, great team of guys back there helping us out. 3 o'clock this afternoon on YouTube. Only on YouTube. We won't be broadcasting it. We won't be simulcasting it on any one of the, all of the platforms that we have for the morning show. Only on YouTube. So make sure you practice. That's why I said 2 o'clock. Practice on there at 2 o'clock. So make sure you're ready to go at three. Okay, that's today. Big shows today and today and of course this afternoon. Then tomorrow we'll have the South Point annual Kentucky Derby seminar that happens here on location in Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel Casino. It is in the Grandview Lounge, adjacent to the Racebook, right here. And we'll start that at 6 o'clock, following the Kentucky Oaks card and the Southern California races. About 6 o'clock, we'll start with Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo again, giving us their thoughts about the Kentucky Derby and some other key races. And, of course, we'll look back at the Kentucky Oaks Day racing card as well. The Kentucky Oaks, of course, tomorrow. And we'll be talking about more of the Kentucky Oaks later on the 2 o'clock show today. Hope I haven't confused you. 3 o'clock show. Why do I keep saying 2? 2 o'clock show because I want you to get used to doing it on YouTube. The 3 o'clock show today here on the South Point Studios network. That's for sure. And of course, Derby Day, big grand ballroom stuff, all up there celebrating the Kentucky Derby. The viewing party. The doors will open in the Grandview Lounge. The doors will open in the grand ballroom on Saturday at 9 a.m. Big banquet tables, that's for sure. Big screen TV, special prices on food and drink and all that. And plenty of betting windows, okay? And kiosks as well. And, of course, a hat contest, so you can make some money doing that, bringing out your favorite derby hat. Okay, now that I screwed up the times and all that, let me bring in our gentlemen, our handicappers today in studio. John Lendo from Southern California and Jonathan Hardoon from New York. Jonathan, your flight was good?
Perfect, Ralph. No complaints. We made it, and we'll be in time for the 1 o'clock show today. 3 o'clock show today.
I'd say, why don't we just stay here and do shows all day long?
Well, or some sandwiches will be just fine.
We'll be just fine. You know, we'll protest. We'll just take over the studio. We'll just do the protesting, you know? Come on, bring in food and all that stuff there. Anyhow, you guys, we're taking a look today on the 3 o'clock show. Really a lot on the Kentucky Oaks card and the Kentucky Oaks because there is a late change in the Kentucky Oaks tomorrow, is there not, John?
Yeah, it was announced this morning that Tappa Ginnally, who drew number one for the Kentucky Oaks tomorrow, she is out. She was out of the race, and that puts My Pretty Woman, the Steve Asmussen trainee, draws in from the also eligible list. Got a lot of speed and on the far outside, so that's going to change the race shape a little bit. So got to kind of go back and take another look at that, and we'll tell you this afternoon what it means.
Now, there were 16 horses originally in the race, a couple of AEs, obviously. One of them got in. And Tappet Ginnally, which is scratched from the rail, so everybody will move in one. And the traditional starting gates that I'm familiar with have 16 stalls in them, do they not?
Yeah, the 14 will fit in the gate, the regular gate, no problem.
This is not the Kentucky Derby gate. This is the regular gate they're using.
Right.
Because it's at 1 1/8. It's not 1 1/4.
Yep.
So breaking from the outside post at 1 1/8, you're going to come up to that turn real quick, about 3/16 of a mile, and then you make the left turn. So I'm thinking that Our Pretty Woman is probably a horse that's got to jet out of there or take way back.
Yeah, I don't think there's any options. You've got to go, but it's going to affect the filly's drawn right to her inside. And, you know, a horse like Into Champagne, who's got a lot of speed, she looked like she would be on the outside. She's got to go now, too. So I just think the pace ramps up a little bit now in the Oaks.
Jonathan, Tapajenalib had the rail spot. Was a 30-1 shot anyhow in the race. So I don't see her defection really changing the complexion of the race, except for the fact that the horse that got in does have a little bit of a look.
Yeah, the horse that draws in certainly has a look, certainly better than the horse that they scratched.
Yeah.
So, you know, now you have another horse to contend with and another horse to worry about. And like John said, the race shape is certainly going to change with this horse in the race because she's got to go from out there. She has no choice. So it's going to be interesting. And again, the jockeys are going to take, you know, a control of this. They're going to play a role. You know, they got to go. I'm sure before the race even goes, they're going to have a plan in mind, and let's see if it works.
You know, the thing about it is now that when you ask the jockeys about what they're going to do in a race, if they're on a speed horse or a closer, 90% of the time they use the vanilla answer.
Right, we're going to
play the break.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We play the break.
Play the break.
That's the first thing you learn in jockey school. This is your answer you give.
Yeah.
Play the break.
Play the break. and we'll see what happens from there. But that Kentucky Oaks is the 11th race tomorrow at Churchill Downs. Seven stakes races. So we'll be going over the stakes races in the Kentucky Oaks. And with the handicappers that won't be with us on Friday or Saturday, some of the handicappers are coming on the show later on at 3 o'clock. We'll ask them about their Derby picks as well. So we're going to, you know, be on the Derby, but mostly on the Kentucky Oaks card, because by the time we get to our show and our seminar Friday night, the Kentucky Oaks card will be history, and we'll be talking about what happened there. Total of 19 stakes races over the next 3 days. Today on this Derby day at Churchill Downs, we have 3 stakes races, 7 tomorrow, including the Kentucky Oaks, and, of course, 9 on Saturday. That will feature, of course, the Kentucky Derby. So we're going to try to cover all of those for you. Now, Jonathan, you teased everybody out there and me yesterday on the show when you said there were rumors going around about another horse that might get started. We were talking about Encino out of the race, and you were talking about that. I saw some news items about Door Knock and the quarter crack that he's had, and he was administered, I think, either yesterday or the day before to help out that quarter crack. So now we're wondering, was that the rumor?
It was one of the rumors.
One of the rumors. Here we go, folks.
There are rumors flying all over. You know the way it is, Ralph, before a race.
Yeah.
And not only that, you're dealing with all these vets and all the new rules and everything else. So it would just be common sense to think that they're not finished, that another shoe will drop. And that's just the way I feel. I really do. You know, last year, the morning of the race, Forte or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so don't be surprised. That's all I'm saying.
John, you're a horse owner, and you know that Southern California's got the strictest when it comes to veterinarians looking at horses and all that. A quarter crack issue, what is that on the scale of what the veterinarians might do in saying, no, this horse can't run?
Well, it's like a split fingernail, Ralph, except, you know, you're making contact with the ground all the time. So what you have to do,
a little, right?
You want to try and keep it from spreading. So what these guys have done, and it's normal procedure, they'll actually lace it closed. They'll put some nails or pin or whatever you want to call them,
uh-huh,
and get some wire and tighten it all together,
uh-huh,
and then put a patch over it. So
or they'll use a bar shoe. A lot of times they'll use a bar shoe.
Right. Either take some of the pressure off of the area.
Yeah, it takes the pressure off because when they hit the ground, like you said, it's going to naturally
spread a little more.
Yeah. And it's obviously somewhat painful for the horse. It's got to be a little bit annoying.
Well, I mean, just think of us.
Exactly.
A torn nail.
It's something that the horsemen deal with on a regular basis. What you hope for with a horse like that, I don't think you want a muddy track. I don't think you want to get that water up in there or anything else like that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, from the rail post, if it came up wet on Saturday, he's going to be right down where it's the soggiest. So, if you're a Door Knock fan, you're hoping for a dry track and everything goes well. But he's dealt with this for a while. He's raced with it. So I don't think it's as big a deal unless the regulatory vets decide it is.
That's what I'm saying. The regulatory vets.
It's all up to the regulatory vets.
The problem is these vets don't see this horse every day. So if you have a vet that's been taking care of the horse for the last 3 months, 4 months, whatever it is, they know everything about the horse. You know, that's why a lot of times when you ship in for these big races, Chad Brown had all kinds of problems in Southern California on Breeders' Cup Day. They made him scratch a few horses.
Sure.
But, and he was complaining, listen, you guys don't see this horse every day. You don't know what I know. You don't know what the other vets know. But they ruled, and then he was forced to scratch. So
yeah. We're looking at now Heisen and those folks looking at where we have to have pristine, not healthy horses, but pristine horses to run in these races now.
You're talking about a lot of collateral damage. Yes, you're looking to protect, and I have no problem with that.
That's first and
foremost.
But
the fallout, the number of horses that are fined a race that aren't allowed to, that's, as an owner, very frustrating for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, then we'll keep a good eye on DoorKnock because the connections themselves say they have it under control. They know the horse. They have it under control, et cetera. But we're talking about, and we do we know at all how many veterinarians are going to be taking a look at this these horses from all different agencies? Do we know?
A lot.
more than one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you're probably looking 10, 12, yeah, 15 yeah. people that are working the backside, especially 14 races on Saturday, big fields throughout. You know, one guy can't go look at all these horses in the morning. So they have a team of vets, and the guy that's in charge out there, I think his name is Nick Smith. He used to be the head guy out at Santa Anita.
And do we know if there has to be a consensus among the guys who look at these horses, or just one guy can put,
Bill Bosch on it.
Yeah.
It only takes one.
Oh, it only takes one?
It only takes one.
Oh, brother.
That's why you're in big trouble. If you think all these guys are going to let every horse go, it's not going to happen.
I'm telling you, boy. But safety of the horse and jockeys are
yes,
paramount. No doubt about that. All right, talking about the weather, maybe muddy. Let's take a look. Today, they say it started out 66 degrees overnight. They say it's going to top out at 89 degrees in Louisville, where Churchill Downs is at, with a 2% chance of rain today. But it's Derby Day! Now we're going into Kentucky Oaks Day tomorrow, an old brother. Overnight 63, topping off at 72 degrees. 88% chance of rain tomorrow in Louisville, according to the weatherman. And then Derby Day Saturday, overnight 63, topping off at 81, 24% chance of rain. Now we know that the racetrack itself, Kentucky Derby's main track itself, dries out faster and more consistently than any other dirt track in America, right?
Yeah, the concern is the grass races, really, Ralph, because the main track will dry out, like you said, unless it starts pouring during the running of the races. Well, then they're up against it. But the biggest concern is really the turf races. Yeah. You're going to have to handicap. I would say they will do everything in their power to keep the races on the grass because the stakes races. You know, they want those races to go on the grass.
Right.
The problem is, if you get a grass race later in the card, how chewed up will the grass course be by the time they get to those later races?
And they've already had trouble with the grass course at Churchill Downs for a couple of years. They put a brand new turf course in there a couple of years ago, and that thing became a disaster, and they had to redo it again lately, right?
Well, they spent $10 million putting in this new course, and it didn't work out well the first couple of years. It started getting better at the fall meet last year. What I saw yesterday, they didn't race on the turf Tuesday, but I thought the turf was good yesterday. It looked like their horses were getting over it. They were accelerating. They were hitting the ground good on it. So it was in good shape yesterday. We'll see what happens between now and Saturday.
Notice any divots in the wear already on there?
Not really.
No, they were going fast and doing it easy.
Okay, so we got the DoorKnock maybe a situation going on there. We got a late scratch in the Kentucky Oaks tomorrow with another horse that's bumped in that has more of a chance, at least on past performances, to win the Kentucky Oaks as the horse that was scratched. So there's another dynamic there. And as far as all the other stuff concerned, we'll keep a track on what's going on with the weather, et cetera. Let's just hope that Mother Nature, the weather...
cooperate.
Yeah, let's hope she's a racing fan. Let's do that. All right, well, we see we're rolling along here on the Race Day Show. Love to have these guys in studio. It's always better to have them interacting, et cetera. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to our first break, and our commercials are working today. So we're going to go on to our first break, and when we come back, I'll run through the menu of racetracks today, and then we'll get started with Jonathan and John here on set. We'll have Rich Ng coming along, and we have a special handicapper. Gino Bucolo is going to be with us to talk his thoughts about the Derby and the Oaks. We got plenty to go, folks, on this Derby Day. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on the Race Day Las Vegas show for this Derby Day, and we'll give you the racing menu real quick and get that out of the way for today. And we remind you that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here, right here at the South Point, where the races will roll out in the book right behind us, these will be the first post times, and anybody else listening in the Pacific time zone. If you're listening anywhere else on the multitude of platforms that we have around the world, adjust from wherever you're at to the Pacific time zone. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. And I can tell you right now, a lot of weather going on in the Midwest and down there in Louisiana. Outside, though, as far as the two coasts are clear and very good today. We begin with Churchill Downs. Their first post time today is 9:45. They got 12 races on this Derby Day, three stakes races. They are in order of rolling out. The ninth race is the $250,000 Kentucky Juvenile for two-year-olds at five furlongs. Nine go to the post in that one. Shoot It True is the 7-5 favorite with Tyler Gaffleone. The tenth race is the St. Matthew Stakes, six furlongs for four-year-olds and up, a field of seven. And even money favorite there is Bango with Tyler Gaffleone aboard. And then we have the 11th race, the $350,000 opening verse at a mile on the turf for four-year-olds and up. 12 go to the post in this one. More wide open affair here. The 2-1 favorite is Carl Speckler. You guessed it, Tyler Gaffleone. Gaffleone sits on all three favorites for the three stakes races today on this Derby Day. First post time for the 12 races at Churchill set at 9:45. Next comes Belterra Park. Eight races today at Belterra, and a first post time at Belterra at 9:15. Then we go to Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Aqueduct has eight races today. Belmont at Aqueduct, by the way. The Aqueduct regular meet wrapped up. This is Belmont at Aqueduct. Eight races. First post time is 10:05 at Aqueduct on this day. We do have a stakes race. It comes early. The third race is the Affirmed Success Stakes, $100,000 stakes race, six furlongs for four-year-olds and up. A short field of five, but very competitive. In this race, the 7-5 favorite is Rockne, with Manny Franco aboard. For his post time, Aqueduct is 10:05. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a first post time today for eight races at 10:10. 10:10 first post time at Gulfstream today. Following that, Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. 11 races today at Turf Paradise. First post time is 1:25. First two races are quarter horse races. Both of them are stakes races. And the second race of the quarter horse races is the Derby, the quarter horse Derby. Then you have races 3 through 11, which are thoroughbred races, and two of those are also stakes races. First post time, Turf Paradise, 1:25. We get to Penn National, as we call it, Penn Nat. Penn Nat has a first post time, seven races at 2:45. Evangeline Downs has eight races. Their first post time is 3:30. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown races, eight races. First post time is at 4 p.m. And that is your racing menu for this Thursday. But we all are concentrating on Churchill Downs on this Derby Day. So there you have it. There it is. All right. Let's bring in, if we can, I would imagine we're waiting for Gino Bacolo, but I guess we don't have him yet. So what we'll go ahead and do is go to Jonathan and John. Quick couple of notes, guys. John Court is going to retire after the Sunday program at Oaklawn Park. He's going to retire there, and he's had a long, illustrious career, no doubt about it.
I tell you what, I got a chance to watch him ride on a regular basis in Southern California for a little while. Yes. Terrific guy, really a nice guy. He's a tiny guy, too. He's not a big jock at all, but longevity, consistency, and, you know, he gave his best 100% of the time, and that's all we can ask for as a fan.
Yeah, no question about that. Remember, John Court came out in Southern California for a while, raced there, but he went back to Kentucky because he wanted to raise his family in Kentucky in that area with the other family around. So he kind of risked going, you know, with bigger things, a career in Southern California, for the sake of his family, and I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, he put family first, which is always important, and like John said, he's naturally small, so I don't know if he had weight problems, you know, and that's what a jockey needs to do, not have to worry about his weight, and he did a pretty good job.
I got to tell you, though, he was always a class guy to be around, that's for sure, and he had a long and illustrious career, but he didn't win a Kentucky Derby. Tried.
He tried.
He didn't get there. All right, now let's go to, I believe it's in Southern California, where Gino Boccolo is at. Gino, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Very nice to be joining you here on a busy, busy week. We're really excited as racing fans. These are the types of weeks that we love, not only the Kentucky Derby, but the Kentucky Oaks, and then all the madness of the big races over those next 2 days. I think there are 15 stakes races over Friday and Saturday, so really excited for some quality and some quantity over the next couple days.
Well, you were close. There's 16 between Friday and Saturday, 19 overall with this Thurby Day card, with three of them here, that's for sure. Gino, I know that you have a lot of other commitments, so we couldn't get you on this afternoon show and, of course, before the Derby. So real quick, give me your thoughts of the Kentucky Oaks, which will happen tomorrow, and the Kentucky Derby on Saturday.
Yeah, the Kentucky Oaks this year, it is one of the strongest editions of the Kentucky Oaks that I can ever remember. These are the reasons why horse races like this were created. When you have the Oaks and you have the Derby and you think about the Breeders' Cup races, it's a perfect microcosm of what we want in racing, where you have some of the best fillies from all over the place, all these different circuits, and they all come together. We have a field of 14 drawn, and there are five horses that were placed on the morning line from 7-2 to 5-1. And that just shows you right there that there will probably not be any overwhelming favorite. The money will be really spread out. So if you have a strong opinion on any one of these fillies, you could be very, very well rewarded in here. We can just kind of go through the checklist of the who's who. I do think the morning line odds will shift around a little bit. From what I'm seeing, some of the real early money that has been bet has been on the 5 Torpedo Anna, who is a very, very impressive filly. She was very good at the age of 2, and she was off for quite some time. She showed back up in her first start at 3 this year and was extremely impressive. What's nice about her, Ralph, is that she actually has a previous experience at Churchill Downs. And what could be very tricky about this race and the way the race could shape up, all of these horses have their particular chosen running styles, the way they would like to place themselves in the race. Some horses are front runners, others are more mid-pack, and then others are deeper closers. In this race, maybe 7 or 8 of the fillies, they would all love to be sitting about 2 lengths off the pace. They all have a very similar running style. And when that's the case, Ralph, a lot of the times that just can't happen, right? You can't have 8 horses all sitting 3rd just off the leaders. So something's got to give in here. And I think some of the horses way, way, way to the outside could really get compromised by that. So in a situation like this, you can't just use all of the betting choices. You can't be using necessarily the first choice, the second choice, the third choice, the fourth choice. You got to kind of take a pick of some of the horses you want to use and some that you're going to chuck out. So I'll tell you some of the horses that are definitely on my radar. And one of them is Power Squeeze. Power Squeeze is a horse who just keeps winning. We're talking about the number 12 in here, and she's 12-1 on the morning line. So she will fly a little bit under the radar. She doesn't have some of the big name popular connections as other fillies in here do. And she has really figured things out since they've stretched her out in distances. Okay. Why I decided to kind of make her a horse I really want to include is, in a race like this that I feel is so evenly matched, where it feels like 6 or 7 of these are not separated by much, I definitely want to try to lean towards the price in there. So she will be a horse that's going to be in the mix for me. She's going to be all over my exotics, and she will be a horse that probably won't be one that everybody's talking about right away when they mention the Oaks. You know, Ralph, I do think the horse they'll all probably have to beat in here is Just FYI, who was your Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies winner last year. She made her first start of the year in the Ashland. her plans for preparation this year got a little bit backed up. Wasn't anything too serious, just some small issues. So instead of starting her her 24 season in March, she wasn't able to get it started till April. But when she showed up at Keeneland in the Ashland, she was a very good second to a horse named Leslie's Rose. You might wonder why I would like the horse who was second that day instead of the horse who won. But Leslie's Rose got a really perfect trip in that particular race, and she drew. She was able to sit inside. And that's just not going to be the type of trip that Leslie's Rose will get, drawing the 14 in the outside. So a couple of the horses that are very, very intriguing to me, and at least will be in the mix through all of the exotics. Power Squeeze, just FYI, those are two that I'll sort of start with. Those are horses that just always seem to show up, give you a really good account of yourselves. And I think, Ralph, they can overcome different trips. So those will be some of the two that I'll definitely be keying in on.
All right, real quick, we got to get rolling here because we have several other people waiting on board. But the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, the Derby this year, we look like we have that top two, right, where we have Fierceness drawn towards the outside. He's going to be more of the speedy top choice. And then towards the inside, Sierra Leone. There's been a big bet placed on Fierceness early on. And then if you look at the offshore bookmakers and some of those accounts, actually it looks like Sierra Leone is taking a lot of money. So it's kind of interesting to project where you think the money may go. For me in particular, I think you're going to get a more kind of a safer race from Sierra Leone. I'm not sure with his running style, which is such a late runner, if he will be able to win, because he may have a lot of things to deal with. Traffic, different kind of trips that you encounter in a 20 horse field in the Derby. The horse that I've actually made my top selection, who will be in the mix for me all over, is the number 4, Catching Freedom. The one thing, Ralph, when watching back his races, some people will kind of talk about him like he's a deep closer, and I really don't think that's the case. I think he's been a little bit mislabeled. He doesn't want to be up front. He's not a front runner by any means, but he does not need to be dead last or towards the very, very back of the field. And in a race like the Kentucky Derby, that's so key. You just don't want to have to be coming from 18th, 19th, 20th and passing everyone else. Catching Freedom's in the mix. I think he will be all over the place. I mentioned Sierra Leone as a horse that I think you will have to use under. I'll give you two quick horses to the outside that are long shots I'm throwing in, the 18 and the 19, Stronghold and Resilience. Both of them have similar running styles where they don't need the lead. They can put themselves in the race. They might be sitting a little bit wide, but I'd prefer the wide trip versus the inside trip where you could possibly get shuffled back there. Stronghold was your San Anita Derby winner. He also has a win at Churchill Downs. A lot of nice foundation. Resilience for Bill Mott. He's been improving kind of under the radar, and I really think both of them could sit nice trips. I haven't been hearing too many people talk about them, which is nice, and I think they could offer us really nice value if you're the type of player who plays a lot of the trifectas and supers and big exotic wagers on Kentucky Derby Day.
Gino, real quick, you did not mention Fierceness.
Yeah, Fierceness is definitely the horse to beat, but to me, I'm not exactly sure which version of Fierceness we are going to see. Now, I'm not quite as hard on him for some of his lackluster performances as the others. I do think he has legitimate excuses that day, but what concerns me is in a field like this with 20 horses, a lot of these will have excuses, and if he is the type of horse who gets floated very, very wide, or maybe he gets bumped around at the turn and he has to come from 4 or 5 lengths back, I'm not sure if he can overcome something that I haven't seen him do yet, whereas some of these others, they've overcome a little more adversity, and they'll probably be offering us more value. So he can absolutely win. It would not shock me. He is the most talented horse in the field. He has the highest ceiling of all of them, and he would be the horse in the Preakness or in a smaller field who I think would be really, really tough to beat. Sure. But in this particular field, I feel like if things were to just go a little bit off for him, I need to see him prove it first. So I'm going to be playing slightly against Fierceness in here, looking for some of the others.
All right, you got it, Gino. Thanks so much for your thoughts and your analysis of both the Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby. If people want to hear more of what you have to say, you have a podcast.
Yeah, it's called That's What G Said Podcast. We actually did individual race previews of all of those graded stakes races. So on Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day, we have a different guest from races 5 through 11, all previewing each race and then sharing some thoughts on the Oaks and the Derby as well. Mm-hmm. Doing a lot of stuff for DRF.com for Daily Racing Form. We did a full Kentucky Derby preview of all 20 runners if you need a little more help. And if you want some help with playing the races, DRF has great Derby packages for your past performances, betting strategies, clocker. reports, everything you need to succeed this weekend. Ralph, so happy to be talking with you. I wish we could have spent a little more time together, but I'll be back at any time you need. I know the Preakness coming up in a few weeks, so if you want to chat again then, would love to be back. And thanks for the kind words when I was on the Santa Anita simulcast a few weeks ago.
I will say this, you're on for the Preakness when we get to that, because we got the Bob Baffert dynamic by then, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, Gino, and have a great Derby, my man.
Good luck to all the players out there. I hope you all crush it.
All right, you got it. Now we're going to go to Rich Eng standing by. And Richie, Gino said a lot of nice, kind things about the Daily Racing Form there.
Hey, good morning, Ralph. Yeah, well, Racing Form is America's turf authority and the racing Bible. And, you know, it's when you see the cherry red logo, I know it makes my heart flutter.
Well, there's a lot going on with the Kentucky Oaks tomorrow and the Kentucky Derby. You will be with us later on our show later on today at 3 o'clock, the Kentucky Oaks preview and, of course, Derby preview show as well. So I'll hold off your thoughts about whatever you want to talk about as far as the Kentucky Oaks and that racing card with other stakes races there. And I understand that in the Derby right now, it seems that whether a horse is going to actually go in the Kentucky Derby or not lies within the hand of a bevy of, veterinarians that they got to get by.
Yeah, I heard the panel there. Hello, John and John. I heard you talking about that. And, for us sitting on the sidelines, we're just going to have to wait and see, Ralph. And then whatever happens, adjust accordingly.
All right. Now, you have your full analysis of both Kentucky Oaks Day racing and Kentucky Derby Day racing on. It's already out there because I read it, and it's extensive, that's for sure. And, of course, you're doing the Santa Anita races on the RaceDayLasVegas.com website as well when Santa Anita resumes tomorrow. But we got a winner out of you yesterday. They bet the horse down, but he got there at $4 even at Turf Paradise. So what do you got for us today?
Yeah, you know, betting Neil Drysdale at Turf Paradise, that was like shooting fish in a barrel, Ralph. That horse was an easy, easy winner. Tell you what, I'm going to go for a horse at Churchill Downs, race number 11, and it is the opening verse stakes. The heavy favorite's going to be the number 9, Carl Spackler, and for good reason. This horse, 2-1 in the morning line, probably will be less than that, but I'm going to try to beat him with a horse on the outside, number 10, Talk of the Nation. This horse had been trained by Shug McGahey, had a really nice resume, and now joins the Todd Pletcher barn. But I think this is a very interesting animal to possibly upset Carl Spackler. Let's go with the 10, Talk of the Nation, race 11, Churchill.
All right, in the 11th race today, the opening verse stakes on the turf. You like number 10, Talk of the Nation, the 10 in the 11th race. Real quick, they are scheduled to go on the turf, and the weather looks fine there. The turf course looked great, but just in case it comes off the turf, is this still a play?
If it's off the turf, the answer would be no.
Okay,
because this is turf. And look at the resume.
And 90% of the today, 90% of the chance he's going to go on the turf. But I got to ask. Anyhow, in the 11th race, you like the 10, Talk of the Nation. You will be back with us a little bit later on today at 3 o'clock on the special Oaks Derby preview show, and we'll talk to you a bit later.
Yeah, I do have the correct time, Ralph. I know you're kicking back between 2
yeah.
o'clock and 3 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock. They tell me it's 3. I'll be here, too, but we won't start the show until 3. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. All right, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we still got John and Jonathan sitting here as well, and, of course, Jerry Jakowicz yet, so don't go away. We got a lot to do yet.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB port to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas on this Derby Day. And with us in studio, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo, of course. And gents, just before we get to any of your picks for today, interesting, when Gino came up with that horse in the Kentucky Oaks, Powerful Squeeze, because I haven't heard anybody talk about that horse.
Well, she upset the field in the Oaks that day, but she had an absolutely perfect trip, and the filly that she beat, Ways and Means, had a nightmare trip.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, just for me, out of that race, give me Ways and Means. So.
Yeah, I agree with John 100%. Well, I'm not going to give it away early, but I do like Ways and Means a lot. I mean, that horse has three starts, and she's run super in all three of them.
All right, now listen, folks. They just told us the horses that they prefer and like in the Kentucky Oaks, but I'm going to press them later on to see if we can make some exactas and trifectas with it. And, of course, the other stakes races on Friday as well. So you better stay tuned. You better be back here at 3 o'clock, that's for sure. All right. Well, Jonathan, we'll let you go first with your selections, and then we'll get John Lendo's.
Okay. Well, the first of my two radio plays comes in the opener today at the Big A, Belmont at the Big A. We had to deal with that after Saratoga, so now since there's no Belmont, we're back to Belmont at Aqueduct again. And in the first race today, I like the number 3 horse, Brown Don't Stop. This is a 3-year-old gelding from the Orlando Noda barn. Draw a line through his last race. He caught a sloppy racetrack. He cannot lift his legs on a wet track. He's run on it twice, and he's run awful on it. Mm-hmm. Back on a fast track today. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. David Grillis aboard to ride. 9-2 on the morning line. Number 3, Brown Don't Stop, wins today's opener out at Aqueduct at Belmont at the Big A.
That track in New York.
Yes. The one in Ozone Park.
Yeah, one in Ozone Park, that's for sure. Brown Don't Stop, that wouldn't be an offspring of Big Brown.
Big Brown, no.
Okay.
Nice try.
Well, then somebody likes UPS. In any case, in the first race, post time is 10:05 Pacific time. In the first race, you like number 3, Brown Don't Stop, the 3 in the first at Belmont at Aqueduct. And by the way, I do have to mention, I got a text from somebody that was telling me, did you see the horrendous returns on the Aqueduct winter meet? And I think it was the meet, you know, the after the winter, spring meet.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. They said the meet handle dropped 28.1%. And, everybody was talking, but they didn't put it in context because this meet had 16 days and 136 races. The meet that they compared it to last year had 19 racing dates and 162 races. So it stands to reason that it would be down.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally misleading. That stat that they showed you is ridiculous. I mean, you know, they're basing it on less days and less races. What do they expect?
Yeah,
how do you even make that comparison?
Not to mention the fact that there was a lot of weather days where it was just a sloppy, terrible track, and the turf races that were scheduled there were decimated with scratches, and you got a 3-horse race, etc. So it is a little skewed. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, they had 3 days rough where there was actually a match race. Okay, three races during those days that it was actually a 2-horse race. So.
Right.
You know, how could you look at those stats? It's silly.
Just wanted to make that point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, where are you going next?
Let's go to Churchill and look at race number 11. I don't like to pick against other handicappers on the show, so with all due respect, Rich Eng, I like the number 6 horse in here, Ice Chocolate. This is a 6-year-old gelding from the Mark Cassie barn. Jose Ortiz aboard to ride. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Carl Spackler, certainly the horse to beat, but today's the day to beat him. He's coming off of a layoff. I think number 6, Ice Chocolate, 5-1 on the morning line, is a heck of a play.
And that is in the opening verse stakes, again, the 11th race at Churchill Downs. And you and Richie do come with the same philosophy of trying to beat that favorite in this race. You take number 6, Ice Chocolate, the 6 horse in that race. All I know is that I got myself a Scirocco play from you guys. In the 11th race, you like the 6. The 6 is your pick. And Richie likes the 10. So the exacta box of 6-10, 10-6 is going to be the Scirocco play for me at Churchill Downs. And of course, you got a Churchill Downs, you got an Aqueduct sheet as well, right? How many?
Yeah, what do we have going today? I'm confused. Every race track is starting to run on top of each other.
I think you have only two.
I think only New York.
Well, you were on a plane, for goodness sakes.
But only New York and Churchill are running.
Aqueduct and Churchill Downs. Got sheets for that. But it'll pick up, folks. He's going to have a lot more as the weekend approaches, that's for sure. All right, John Lendo, whose Lendo Report is available right here at the South Point in our race book. The only place in your gaming capital that you can get the Lendo Report is here at the South Point in the race book, and it's free of charge to you, complimentary, because they love horse players here. And that's the reason we're doing all of these shows for you, because they love horse players here. And certainly John Lendo's Lendo Report will be a key item in the book over this weekend. And, John, of course, I know that you're doing Santa Anita over the weekend, et cetera, but also Churchill Downs.
Right. Churchill today, tomorrow, Saturday, obviously, and Santa Anita Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right. Now, you've got a Lendo Report right now for today on Thurby Day at Churchill Downs. So what you got for us?
Let's go to race number 6 today. You got to remember, Churchill Downs, a 12-race card. There are 4 pick 5s today and 3 pick 4s. There are rolling bets all over the place. You choose your spots, and here's a horse I think you can single in those rolling bets. Race number 6 today at Churchill. Number 6, Castle Warden. I like the way he came off the layoff to break his maiden at Oaklawn Park on the slop. He handles a fast main track. The key here, he's come out of that race. He's been working with Catching Freedom, and he's been outworking Catching Freedom in the morning.
Ooh.
I know Catching Freedom's a bad workhorse, but to be able to do that, it tells you a little bit about what they must think of this horse. He's 3-1. He'll be the second choice in this race, probably. Again, to me, a rolling bet single, number 6, Castle Warden, race number 6, Churchill Downs.
All right, the 6th race, number 6, Castle Warden. The 6th, Castle Warden is John Lennon's pick in the 6th at Churchill. FYI, just for your edification, they have a pick 5 that starts in the 4th race. They have a pick 4 that starts in the 5th race. And, of course, the first race will be the first pick 5, and the second race will be the first pick 4. No?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You need a scorecard to keep up with
the action. Don't you be doing that to me.
I'm getting dizzy, Ralph.
Don't you be doing that to me. But the additional pick 5 starts in the 4th, an additional pick 4 starts in the 5th, and an additional pick 5 starts in the 6th, where we got a singleton from John Lendo. Of course, the Derby 6 pick 6 starts in the 7th, and then, of course, we have the pick 4 and pick 5 in the last 4 and last 5 races, respectively, at Churchill. A lot of times, you got a lot of chances to play a pick 4 and a pick 5 today at Churchill, and it's only going to get more over the weekend on Friday and Saturday, that's for sure. All right, we got your selections now. It's time to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by in his domicile there. And Jerry, you're all set and ready to go. You got your Raiders hat on, do you?
Yeah, I got my Raiders hat on. I wore for New York Alexander Hamilton. Today for Las Vegas, I'm wearing Carlos Santana. I don't know if you can quite make that out.
Oh, okay. I've heard a few of his songs.
You know, I have like this bi-city thing where I'm in Vegas or my mind is in New York or back in Vegas.
You are preparing to be with us later on the 3 o'clock show, the Kentucky Oaks, Kentucky Derby preview special show. And you will be concentrating on that show, on the Kentucky Oaks for tomorrow, because we will obviously have you as part of our regular team on the morning shows on Friday and Derby Saturday. So we'll wait for that Derby pick. But your power pages will feature over the weekend. Of course, you have Santa Anita and Aqueduct. But in your Santa Anita and Aqueduct power pages, both tomorrow and Saturday. Tomorrow you will have the Kentucky Oaks power page ratings on it. And on Saturday you'll have the Kentucky Derby power page ratings on it, correct?
That is correct, Ralph.
Okay, good enough. In watching, I know you obviously watch some of the races at Churchill Downs just to get a feel for it. And I'll ask all three of our handicappers that. Have you seen anything as far as any type of track bias going on there?
I haven't, so.
Okay.
Looks okay to me. Well, but, you know, it's a day-to-day thing, Ralph. It doesn't really matter what the bias is on Thursday. All that matters is what it is on Friday for Friday, Saturday,
yeah.
And Saturday.
And real quick, John and Jonathan, any you concur?
I agree with Jerry.
Yeah, I had it marked fair yesterday.
Yeah, so did I.
Okay, good enough. Let's keep it fair.
By the way, it was nice to see John Hardoon's picture. I haven't seen him in person since, I think the last time I saw you was 1995 at Aqueduct, John, on the first floor by the TV room behind the, where they sold the sheets and everything.
We all had a little bit more hair in those days. In any case, let's get started. Jerry, you have Aqueduct's power page today, and when you only have one power page, we squeeze two picks out of you, so go.
Oh, the squeeze. Okay, yeah, let's go to race number three. This is a little bit of a speed figure trainer type of play and odds. Race number three, number five, excellent timing. Might have had a little of the worst of it on the front end in the mud last time out. And at 4-1, I think it's a good play. Rob Atros is a terrific trainer. I like the four quite a bit in the third at 4-1 in particular. I'll take the four over the 1-2-4. Take the four over the 1-2. Reverse the 1 and the 2 over the 4, and maybe play a little extra 1-4 just for protection.
Hold on a second. Excellent timing is number 5 in the race, you know.
Excuse me, 5 with the 1-2-4. That's
all right.
There we go.
All right, that's okay. I said we were going to be on the air at 2 o'clock today.
Yeah, it's a Jerry for you.
so we all got our faux pas today. In the third race, you like number 5, excellent timing, as your key horse, and the link-ups are 1, 2, and 4 and reverse, right?
Correct.
All right, give me this. Give me this.
Yeah, so I saw 4-1, and I made it the 4 horse.
Sure. Give me the squeeze now. Oh, by the way, somebody made me aware of the fact that you normally have just one feature play on your sheet, but here you today you have 3 feature plays.
Right, because the value didn't quite make them pop out keys.
Okay.
They needed a little more value to be a pop out key. So they just got, but there's a lot of good handicapping and they're good chances. So.
Okay. Squeeze.
Remember, the pop out key on my sheet is better than the FP. The feature play is a weaker play.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice to know that.
My next feature play is in race. My good stuff, you have to come and get the power page. My really good stuff. This is just very good. Let's go to the sixth race. We'll take number 7, Gut Feeling, and for Orlando Noda. Claimed off of what I call an easy win, where the horse really covered the pace without too much effort and finished fast, showing me good form. I really like this horse a lot. I'll take the 7 over the 1-3-4.
Okay, in the sixth race, you like the 7 horse, number 7, over 1-3-4 and reverse. The 7 is your key gut feeling in that race. And again, the power pages for today at Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Stay right there, Jerry, because you got to give me the sign-off. I'm going to try to get all three of these guys to give us the sign-off at the same time. So this is going to be like a chorus line sign-off today. But before we sign off, I do want to tell everybody again, today at 3 o'clock, on this YouTube South Point Studios streaming network, we will have a special Kentucky Derby, Kentucky Oaks preview show that's going to cover not only the handicappers that we have here this morning, but more handicappers as well. And our bookmakers who are here on site are going to come in and give us their opinion as well. It's going to be a hell of a show. We know that some of you out there haven't tried the YouTube yet. Go and try it. That's why I said 2 o'clock. Go and try it early to make sure you're comfortable with it. But all you got to do is go to YouTube, type in South Point Studio. It'll get you to that page. Click on the show, and then we're all ready and set to go. And we're going to have a great time on the Kentucky Derby special today at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's always a lot of fun when we get our handicappers here in studio with us because we just have a good time talking back and forth. I thank you guys for being here. Thank you for starting It only just begun right now. I mean, we got a lot of stuff yet to cover, but John and Jonathan will be with us, of course, tomorrow morning in studio as well. So until then, there's one more thing to say. Jerry usually says it, but Jonathan and John also know what it is. So we're going to ask all three of them to give us the sign-off, and we'll see you at 3 o'clock today right here. Go, guys.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.